Ever wondered why some startups soar while others crash? The journey from brilliant concept to thriving business follows a surprisingly predictable path. Successful entrepreneurs don't just have great ideas, they systematically transform those ideas into scalable ventures through deliberate steps. What separates dreamers from doers isn't luck or connections, but rather a methodical approach to building something valuable that customers actually want and investors will fund. The entrepreneurial journey isn't about avoiding mistakes entirely. It's about avoiding the fatal ones that kill promising ventures before they have a chance to succeed. A business idea is just the starting point, not the destination. The business model canvas transforms abstract concepts into concrete plans by forcing you to answer critical questions. Who will pay for your solution? How will you reach them? What specific value are you creating? Consider the difference in thinking. I'm building an app connecting dog owners with pet sitters versus I'm creating a two-sided marketplace charging 15% commission on transactions between premium pet owners and verified sitters, with acquisition costs offset by high lifetime value and strong referrals. Truly scalable businesses check multiple boxes. They can start small using early revenue, achieve decreasing marginal costs over time, and have scalability built directly into their model. Think about Amazon's Kindle platform. Significant upfront investment, but nearly pure profit on each additional ebook sold. Before investing serious time or money, seek brutal honesty from domain experts who can spot fatal flaws in your thinking. Remember, your goal isn't a cool product. It's a viable business that creates, delivers, and captures value sustainably. Forget the 50-page business plan gathering dust. Today's entrepreneurs use lean planning, a continuous cycle of planning, tracking, and revision focused only on what drives actual decisions. Think of it as a living tool rather than a static document. The most crucial element, often overlooked by first-timers, is the review schedule. Without regular reviews, even brilliant plans become irrelevant. Set a monthly plan, run, review, revise cycle with your team. Don't just check if you hit numbers. Examine whether fundamental assumptions still hold. Your metrics should go beyond financials. Track website visits, conversion rates, and acquisition costs for marketing. Monitor calls made, presentations delivered, and close rates for sales. Each milestone needs 5 components: a name, due date, budget, responsible person, and expected performance metric. Rather than vaguely planning to improve the website, create a milestone like launch mobile checkout by March 15th with John responsible, $5,000 budget, targeting 15% increase in mobile conversions. Despite what entrepreneurs might believe, virtually every startup has competition. Among over 500,000 companies on the Gust platform, the odds of having no competition are literally 1 in 500,000. Even if you're creating something truly novel, you're competing against whatever solution customers currently use, even if that's doing nothing. Competitive research requires multiple angles. Experience competitors' offerings firsthand. Interview their customers, read online reviews, talk with present or past employees, and examine hiring practices on job boards to reveal strategic priorities. Avoid claiming our business has no competition. This signals either poor market research or a product meeting no genuine need. Interestingly, competition isn't necessarily bad. Markets with no competitors can actually be harder to conquer than those where others have paved the way. The absence of competition often indicates no market demand, while moderate competition validates market existence. The ideal scenario is finding a market with established demand but without entrenched, dominant players. High-growth startups typically need a founding team with 3 essential components: a solid idea, execution skills, and a true entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is the rarest element, combining vision, leadership, and risk-taking ability. They're characterized by constant drive, emotional resilience through extreme highs and lows, and an obsession with solving impossible challenges. founding teams must align early on business model, growth expectations, roles, and decision-making authority. One founder should have final decision-making power to prevent deadlock, include reverse vesting provisions to protect company equity if someone departs early. The lean methodology follows a build, measure, learn loop, starting with a minimum viable product to test core ideas with customers. Food on the Table exemplifies this by initially creating meal plans manually before developing automation, validating their business model before significant tech investment. Testing should validate two key hypotheses: whether customers will pay for your product, value, and if it will spread organically, growth. Simple tests like targeted ads with landing pages can gauge interest before building anything. Platforms like Kickstarter allow entrepreneurs to test viability, pricing, and viral potential while securing funding before creating the MVP. Before formally incorporating, you can develop your startup's foundation, creating a name, website, prototype, and establishing founder relationships. However, without incorporation, your business is legally treated as an extension of yourself. You're personally liable for all debts, can't divide ownership, and lack access to many business benefits. Incorporation provides two essential benefits. Limited liability creates a separate legal entity shielding your personal assets, while divided ownership through shares allows you to bring in partners, employees, and investors. Over 1 million corporations, including virtually all professionally funded startups, incorporate in Delaware despite having no physical presence there, thanks to its advanced corporation statute, specialized courts, responsive legislature, and business-friendly environment. Many startups skimp on legal expenses early on, only to pay heavily later when work needs redoing or faces company-threatening issues. Good startup attorneys understand what matters, what motivates entrepreneurs and investors, and how to close deals without nitpicking over unimportant details. The funding progression typically follows a pattern: 0 to 25K from founders' personal funds, 25 to 150K from friends and family, 150K to 1.5 million from angel investors, 1.5 to 10 million from early stage venture capital, and 10 million plus from later stage VCs. Smart investors evaluate startups through a pragmatic lens, assessing management team strength, market opportunity size, competition, product market fit, and business plan quality. Finding a lead investor is the toughest challenge, like getting the first pickle out of a tightly packed jar. The ideal lead has industry knowledge, significant investment capacity, deep pockets for follow-on rounds, and good chemistry with the entrepreneur. Within a decade, your startup will likely face one of three outcomes: IPO, 1% likelihood, acquisition, 40%, or failure, 50%. The IPO represents the dream exit, transforming equity into liquid assets while raising substantial capital for growth. Acquisition represents the most common positive outcome, with large acquisitions typically preserving the startup as a unit, while smaller acquisitions often integrate the team but abandon the product. Accurate valuation is crucial throughout your journey, as an unreasonably high early valuation can kill future investment opportunities. While legal costs may seem high for early-stage ventures, they're insignificant compared to the potential costs of fixing mistakes later, which can run into six figures and potentially kill funding deals. The entrepreneurial journey is challenging but rewarding. By following a structured approach from business model development to exit planning, founders dramatically increase their chances of building a successful, scalable business that creates value for customers, employees, investors, and themselves. The difference between success and failure often comes down to methodical execution of these fundamental principles.